Healthy Living with Yoga Anita, giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPZ and streaming online at WLPZ.org.
And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Allison Blazell. Hello, Allison.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming. So, Allison, you are an acupuncturist, let me say, get that word out, and so many other things. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been an acupuncturist for over 20 years now, and in 2021, my family and I relocated from the Boston area out to fabulous Fitchburg, and opened our newest brick and mortar location, Fitchburg Acupuncture, where we provide therapies such as acupuncture, herbal medicine, and hypnotherapy, as well as we have a Reiki provider in the office. And we also are part of a larger holistic community in the building that includes a couple massage therapists, some breathwork practitioners, and some other wonderful healing people. So our community is growing and growing.
That sounds fantastic. Now, for people who have never ever had acupuncture, can you walk us through that? What is that like?
Sure. I think that's a really important question because I've actually had people sort of show up for acupuncture appointments and not really have any idea what it entails, but they're there because their doctor has told them that it's something that would be helpful for either their chronic pain or anxiety, whatever they might be struggling with. So when a patient arrives for an acupuncture session, the first thing that we do is we take a thorough health history. Of course, there's a little bit of paperwork to fill out, but not too much. And we really talk about what your chief complaint is, the real reason that you might be coming to see an acupuncturist, what your health goals and challenges might be. But we also talk about a lot of other factors that you might not think are related to what you're coming in for. So, you know, sometimes I'll have people kind of raise their eyebrows at me when I start asking about their nutrition or how well they sleep when they're just coming in for low back pain after lifting
and
something
saying,
heavy.
And they're saying, well, what does that have to do with anything? But...
Exactly. But in Chinese medicine, we look at the whole person, not just the problem in front of us, not just as a series of parts that make up a whole. And so we can see, you know, four or five different people who all might have low back pain, but we might treat that low back pain differently for each person because one person might have different underlying factors that are contributing to that low back pain that need to be taken care of.
I see. So Allison, you mentioned Chinese medicine. Talk us through, what does Chinese medicine have to do with acupuncture?
So most people, when they think of acupuncture, they're thinking of just the pointy things, the needles that we use to poke the points. But traditional Chinese medicine truly encompasses a great deal more than just acupuncture. We talk a lot about lifestyle, stress management, nutrition. Sometimes we'll go down the road of herbal medicine, and Chinese herbal medicine is a very complex system. Mm-hmm. Chinese medicine also includes practices like Tai Chi and Qigong. Mm-hmm. Cupping is something that's become very popular ever since Michael Phelps arrived at the Olympics with the purple cupping marks all over his back, and
right.
That's something that you can also see if anyone in your life is a big fan of MMA. A lot of the fighters and athletes will have those cupping marks on them.
Yes.
And so there are many, many therapies that are included under the umbrella of traditional Chinese medicine.
I see. And so tell us about when people get those little pointy things. Does it hurt?
This is a great question. So acupuncture should never be painful. Just because it's needles doesn't mean that it has to hurt to work. And if it does hurt, that doesn't mean that one needle is working better than the other.
Uh-huh.
So I would say it's not a great idea if you're receiving acupuncture and you go, okay, all those other ones felt all right, and that one is really stingy. I'm just going to tough it out because it must really be doing its job.
I see.
Sometimes when you insert a needle, people might not feel anything at all. There might be a momentary little pinchy pinch.
Uh-huh.
Or other people can feel a whole range of sensations during an acupuncture treatment. But the goal is for you to be comfortable on the table. Acupuncture needles are nothing like the needles that you would see in a doctor's office. They're not hypodermic needles, and they're not meant to introduce anything into the body or remove anything out of the body. So they're not hollow.
Right.
And you can fit about 10 or 12 acupuncture needles in the tip of a hypodermic needle.
So they're really, really tiny.
They're really tiny. They do come in different sizes, but some of them are so small that at my ever-increasing age and ever-decreasing eyesight, I almost wouldn't be able to see the needle itself if it weren't for the little plastic handle.
Okay.
So
okay.
These are the tiniest ones that are out there for
it.
Points on the face.
We got it. Okay. So when we come back, we're going to be speaking more to Allison about what can you use acupuncture for. You are listening to WLPZ 95.1 FM. If you have friends out of town, ask them to stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. In the studio with me, I have Allison Blazell from Fitchburg Acupuncture. Now, tell us, Allison, some people have never, ever had acupuncture before. And you mentioned about the little tiny needles, but before we go into the little tiny needles, could you tell me, I'm a new patient, I walk in, how would you make me feel comfortable?
So the first thing that happens when visiting our offices at Fitchburg Acupuncture is you come in and we really try to make you feel at home. We have some beautiful rooms that are very lovely, beautifully decorated with plants and mm-hmm. some artwork and some nice comfy chairs. So you come on in, fill out your paperwork, and we chat for a little bit. And the most important thing is to really answer the patient's questions and to make sure that they really understand what's going on, that they're not sitting there wondering what's about to happen to them and, you know, terrified that I'm gonna get out some, you know, really large needles or do something scary.
right.
Or do something that conflicts with their belief system. This is not a religion. This is not anything that you have to believe in it for it to work. Otherwise, we wouldn't have successful veterinary acupuncturists.
That's for sure, yeah.
Cats okay. and dogs right. don't believe in acupuncture, right. So you don't need to believe in it either. It still exists. And so the first order of business is we get you comfortable on one of our tables, which in the winter, or a raw day like we have today, we have some heated table toppers. So we have some nice comfy massage tables for you to
Ooh.
Lay on and get.
I would like that.
Yeah, I know, warmed up. And if somebody can't lie flat on a table, we also have some zero gravity recliners.
Oh, okay.
And so the treatment will start off with, you know, we just swipe the points on the skin with an alcohol pad just to make sure that there's no debris or anything. And then we tap those little teeny tiny pins in one at a time, making
uh-huh.
sure that the patient is comfortable, always looking for feedback, always checking in. And if at any time anything is uncomfortable, we make sure that the patient feels empowered to let us know,
okay.
not to have to grit your teeth and endure anything, because that's not necessary. There are hundreds of acupuncture points in the body.
Uh-huh.
And so if one point isn't working for somebody and they just say, oh, I don't want anybody to touch that part of my body, or that point is really uncomfortable for me, or my last acupuncturist used to do that point and I hate that one.
Okay.
We can always find a workaround. There are many, many ways to approach a problem
okay.
with acupuncture.
Okay. Now, besides acupuncture, you also do hypnotherapy. Tell us about that.
Yes, very interesting. So I've been an acupuncturist for a very long time, and a number of years ago, I started to think about why is it that some people only go so far with their healing, and there just seems to be this last little speed bump that prevents them from making that last bit of progress, from achieving their goals in whatever realm it may be.
Okay.
And started to explore people's limiting belief systems, negative thought patterns, and how that impacts their health. And truly, we are in an era of mind-body medicine.
As I know from yoga, yes.
Absolutely. Anywhere you go, even the major hospitals in Boston, all have mind-body medicine departments at this point. However tiny they may be, everyone is recognizing the importance of this link. So I began to study hypnotherapy, first with the National Guild of Hypnotists and then with the ICBCH. And I started to work with people with their subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that fans of Joe Dispenza are familiar with his story of being in some sort of an accident where he had a spinal fracture and was told that he needed to have a very extensive surgery.
Uh-huh.
And instead he really spent a lot of time meditating on his healing.
Oh.
Well, you know, one of the areas that he has studied is hypnosis and the power of the subconscious mind and its influence that it can have on the physical body. And so, just like Chinese medicine and acupuncture, hypnosis is really something that is a lifelong field of study, and as I've gone on, I've just discovered more and more ways to apply this to my own healing practice and all of the amazing things that it can truly do for people.
Ah, and when we come back, we're going to learn about some of those ways that people can be healed. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita on WLPZ 95.1 FM. We are Lemister's community radio station. And if you are out of town, you can stream us at WLPZ.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. And we are speaking to Allison Blazell from Fitchburg Acupuncture. And Allison was telling us about hypnotherapy. And now she's going to tell us about how she combines acupuncture and hypnotherapy together.
Yes. So one of the things that's really interesting about acupuncture and hypnosis is that they both have been documented to help shift the brain into a theta wave state. Now, if you know a little about brain waves, you'll know that right now in everyday, just normal, matter-of-fact waking consciousness, we're generally in a beta wave.
Okay.
And when we sleep, we are in a deep delta wave. And when we meditate, which is an activity of focused concentration and awareness, we're in alpha waves. But the brainwave that's in between alpha and delta, that focused concentration, but not quite sleep, is theta waves, and this is when the subconscious mind can be very open and receptive to positive suggestions. It's also when we start to have that feeling of being in a flow state, like if we're artists or musicians or dancers and you're just really quote-unquote in the zone.
In the zone,
yeah.
Yes.
So that's kind of what that feeling tends to be like. And so why not, since we have both of these modalities at our disposal, to combine them for even greater therapeutic purpose?
And what would you use hypnotherapy and acupuncture for?
Well, we've used them together for a lot of things. They just amplify one another for whatever the patient is coming in for, but one of the things that I really like to do with the combination of acupuncture and hypnosis is to provide these group experiences. And I call this hypnopuncture. It's not my term. It's not something that I invented or that has been brand new on the scene. This is a combination of modalities that other practitioners use as well. And it's been around for a number of decades, but it's not very common.
Hypnopuncture.
So we offer a group hypnopuncture experience once a month in our office where participants can come in and we have all of the zero gravity recliners set up and you get tucked in with a nice weighted blanket if you so choose. You get a little satin eye mask to kind of, you know, have a little privacy. And then what we use is we use some ear acupuncture. And once the needles are in, we go and we do a little group experience for stress relief, relaxation, or whatever the theme of the month might be.
Okay, and we'll be back. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. So it's almost time to say goodbye to Allison, but before we go, Allison, tell us about your group hypnotherapy sessions.
Yes, group hypnopuncture.
Hypnopuncture.
Because the needles are included.
Okay.
So I have a session coming up that is scheduled for March 28th in the evening, and we offer these group sessions monthly. They're also available to book if you have your own group and you'd like to host an event just for yourself. We could do that for you as well.
An at-home party.
Well, not at home, but you're welcome to bring your own crew of people if that monthly session doesn't work for you or you want something special done just for your own group. Feel free to give us a call or reach out and we can see what we can do for you to schedule a special event.
Wouldn't that be a fantastic thing for some businesses to do, right?
We've had that happen in the past. Different teams from different businesses or healthcare settings, particularly social workers and nurses, people who really give of themselves a lot.
Yes,
this
shout out.
This can be a very nurturing experience for them to really help reset the nervous system.
Right, and let's also add law enforcement and firefighters.
Absolutely.
Yes,
all
of those people who need this type of healing.
I've done very similar sessions up at On-Site Academy in Westminster with the first responders.
Excellent.
And to profound benefit
Excellent.
In this type of medicine.
So you have the group session coming up, and what else?
We also offer live online classes for hypnotherapy certification training. So
you'd
like to learn more about hypnosis, become a hypnotherapist yourself. We also have an 8-week certification class coming up that starts on Wednesday, March 20th and runs for 8 weeks. And we run those classes a couple times a year.
Okay. What's involved in becoming a hypnotherapist?
So it is a course of study. I mean, it's really a lifelong field of study, but we have a course that teaches you all of the basics and has plenty of hands-on practice time, which seems like it would be hard to do online, but we make it very easy. And we also give you the support that you need to learn how to practice and get those hands-on hours in your own local community. We've had people from all over the U.S. and Canada take our classes. And so the goal is to have people ready to open their own hypnosis practice the day that the class ends.
Fantastic. All right, so Allison, how can people find you?
So the best source of information or to book an appointment would be to go to one of my websites. The main website is www.fitchburgacupuncture.com, where you can find answers to frequently asked questions, plenty of factoids about me if you're very interested in that, and a very convenient online scheduling platform. Just click the Schedule Now button, and you'll be taken to a place where you can see the entire calendar and schedule at will. There's also information where you can check into your insurance benefits for acupuncture. We are in network with certain insurance companies, but you would have to verify that you do have coverage. For more information about hypnosis, you can visit bostonsbesthypnosistraining.com.
Okay.
And there you can learn about our classes and booking individual sessions. We will have our next openings for hypnosis clients coming up in late April, early May.
Sounds fantastic. Allison, I want to thank you for coming out to Lemonster from Fitchburg today and telling us all about what you do at Fitchburg Acupuncture.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Fantastic. You are listening to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita right here on WLPC, Lemonster's community radio station. And if you have friends from out of town, please ask them to stream us at WLPC.org. And welcome back to Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. I want to thank my guest, Allison Blaisel, for talking to us about acupuncture and hypnotherapy. If you want more information about what she offers, please visit FitchburgAcupuncture.com. Please tune in next week when my special guest will be Dr. Kristen Poe, and we will hear about what she offers at her practice. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Love and peace. This is Healthy Living with Yoga Anita.
Healthy Living with Yoga Anita, giving you tips and answering your questions for a healthier you. Saturdays from 10 until noon on Z95.1 WLPC and streaming online at WLPC.org.